Looking for work, better pay, better work environment? We can help. Call Kelly Jobs today at 502-425-7131 to speak with a recruiter today. Score a better job with us. Call 502-425-7131 or visit kellyjobs.com. That's kellyjobs.com.
UPS is hiring Daysort warehouse workers in our Louisville, Kentucky hub. Our warehouses are team settings where everyone truly has each other's backs, and we work together to deliver what matters to customers and communities. We're paying $20 an hour and offer great benefits, including up to $25,000 in tuition assistance. Eligibility begins the day you're hired. Shift your future, shift your team, shift your life. Visit upsjobs.com to apply. That's upsjobs.com. Make the shift, make a difference.
For The Take with Andy Sweeney.
I came from a home, a family of coaches. So I am a coach apologist because I understand that there's other, it's not just affecting them.
The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Protest D's nuts.
And James Strebel.
That's seven bangers right there, Andy. Damn, brother.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Look at you.
That's seven players off the charts right there, baby. Oh, it's going to be glorious. Cal's going to be shining. Orlando Antigua's doing the damn thing again. And Kenny Payne might get a couple four stars in the 70s. Oh, boy.
No better way to usher in the 5 o'clock hour here than Nick Valvano not being able to speak through a sports center.
Nick, I was feeling bad for you, buddy.
And then
bad was it?
And then you threw to the wrong clip. It was a mess.
Oh, crap. Did I?
It sounded terrible.
Ah.
Because I was like, oh, good. We got to get into this Keontae Goodwin. I didn't know anyone caught that. Did Avery caught that?
Yeah.
Avery today, by the way, wearing a leather jacket today.
I know. She was badass. It was cool.
How about that? Leather jacket.
She a biker?
Maybe.
No, good for her.
I don't know.
That's awesome.
I think it's also like a fashion thing. I don't think you have to ride.
You know.
Yeah, I don't think you have to ride a motorcycle. I don't think so.
I've never owned a leather jacket.
That's a little surprising.
Yeah, I've never had one. I maybe I should get one. I don't know.
Well, do they have them at Kohl's?
No. Well, okay. Maybe.
Do they have them at Kohl's?
I need a new jacket anyway. I may go look this
do
weekend.
Do you? Where
yes,
are you going to go, Kohl's? What kind of jacket do you need? A winter coat or what?
No, I have a winter coat. I just need
a light jacket.
Like this weather.
A light jacket.
Like lower 70s, upper 60s, something like that. A little light zip-up jacket.
A little light zip-up jacket.
Yeah,
okay.
A couple quarter.
Why don't you go
zips?
Find one? Get yourself a good one. Go get a big, nice brand and don't do the Kohl's thing and don't have your wife pick it out for you. Come on.
She's my go-to. She helps me.
I don't like that. I don't like that. Too many Kohl's. I don't like it.
Well, I'll see. I don't know where else to go. That's the problem.
I don't know. Go to Macy's.
I haven't been to Macy's in years. Maybe I'll go to Macy's. I don't know. It's going to be a big weekend. We'll see.
Texter says, did Larry King do a sports center? Texter says, Nick sounds like one of the cigarette warning commercials. Texas says Nick sounds like Marge's sisters from The Simpsons.
Oh, Patty and Selma.
Texas says Selma. He sounds like Rob Stewart. Texas says, did the Bobby V chauffeur sound? Okay, well, here's the thing. Let's get to that next segment.
Okay.
So we have Bobby V sound. Do we have Keontae Goodwin?
I have the longer cut. I got about a 30-second clip here. Shout out
all
to
right,
Avery.
Let's get to that here in a little bit, okay?
Sure.
Texas says, Nick sounds like the Green Tree Mall Santa. All right, can you do Nikki the Boot at all?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
I could try. The thing is, like, Nikki the Boot with this voice, basically I sound like a drag queen. But, you know, what should I talk
Texas
about?
Texas says, Nick sounds like Joey's agent on Friends.
Estelle? Okay, quick, very, 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 very fast story. I went to try to – I did the mall thing, you know, with the modeling agency. Where, like, you know.
No, what? Of course you did.
Yeah, so I was like, the hell with it.
No, I know. We'll take your younger brother.
Yeah, exactly. So I went to the meeting. I just, you know. I don't want to hate on it. I'm sure some people get work, you know, and everything.
No,
but
it's a complete ripoff.
It's a cash grab.
They should hate it. They don't do it. I mean, they don't have those in the mall anymore, do they?
I don't know. But I remember I walked past the. I was bored one day, and I walked past it like six times, like strutting, trying to see if, you know, I could get a little sniff. And they and then finally they just were like, yeah, here, just call her. And I was like, okay. And so I did. We set up a meeting.
Call Debbie.
Yeah, yeah. No, exactly.
Call
I think
Sonia.
I'm not even kidding. I think her name was that. And I remember I had this is back way back in the day. I had a Cricket phone. So.
I mean, I hate to do this, but there's a lot of Val Vano stuff going on here. You fell for a pyramid scheme.
Yeah,
there's
you had a Cricket phone.
You have Cricket wireless. I mean,
I didn't pay for it. Once I saw the price tag, I didn't pay for it. But I showed up, and I like came right after hockey practice, so I'm like, I'm hairy and gross and disgusting.
You're disheveled.
Very disheveled, which is also a Nick Val Vano specialty. And I sat down. And the lady talking to me sounded just like Joey's like agent. She had massive fake boobs. She was like 70, and she was like, "Darling, we can make you a star." And she like had an oxygen tank and was smoking. And I was like, "Are you out of your mind, lady? You're gonna kill us all." But it was, but I mean, it was amazing. She was like so stereotypical, more than the stereotypical pizza guys that Andy and I saw at Louder Than Life. So yes, no, but she was even more stereotypical than that. It was incredible. It was incredible.
Just give me $500 up front. I'll make you a star.
She's like, "Honey, we got to do something about this beard, but we, you know, we can." And I was like, "Wow, thanks."
Body hair.
She's like, "You got good skin." Besides that, and I was like,
"Can't,
whoa,
I can't
now.
Tell. I can't tell if this."
You got good skin.
It's like, how you doing?
He just said, "No, I don't. Neither do you."
Yeah, she's like, "I had relations with Larry David in 1986.
Did you see the show Friday?
Who else is old? How is this? I couldn't think of anyone old.
I thought you were going to go with Larry King Live.
Was good.
Yeah, I don't know why I went
Jason
to
Alexander.
Larry David. No, it's got to be older than that. If she was in her 70s smoking a cigarette in the Green Tree Mall, she had relations with not Jason Alexander.
Everyone talked about 50s. Milton Berle, but let me tell you about Larry
Milton
King.
Yeah, Milton Berle. Who was in a rat video, by the way.
What?
A rap video?
No, rat. The band Rat, okay. Round and Round.
I didn't know if you said rap.
I thought he said rap,
or,
too.
Or Iraq. I couldn't tell what you said there.
Rat, R-A-T-T. He's like the uncle of the guitar player, so that they swindled him into being this
music
video.
You sounded like Louder Than Life. Now, that's what you
video?
Yeah, rat, rat. Like, not knowing what people are saying.
Round and
you
round.
Just needed grape. Cotton candy, something smoke to be blowing in a vape.
Oh my God,
that's all
yeah.
you needed.
And then you had the hat trick. There. You had the
is
hat
that,
trick.
Is that raspberry melon that
what
you got
that?
There? What is that?
Is that an airhead?
Is that a
what's that smell? It
smells like a strawberry vanilla something. Goodness.
Wait, we never. Wait, can I say this one other thing and then I'll
Nick,
shut up?
Yeah, whatever.
Sure, no,
Nick.
I'm
shut
sorry.
Up, Nick. You're addicted.
I can't stop.
This is your 8-hour
radio
and you're just prattling.
I don't
know. Is this dead?
You're prattling about. You just did a story.
I know, but.
On the Green Tree Mall.
We never.
In a woman with fake, you know, and smoking a cigarette.
Well, oxygen tank.
And then I come through with Larry David and I ask, "Hey, give me someone old," and Scribble gives me Jason Alexander. Dude is 50s.
60s. I'm in
the 60s. I have no help right now. Nothing.
No, you're absolutely steering this ship.
I'm one verse two.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. I'm like Flax right now on the right side of the offensive line.
Yeah,
when no one has any idea where the blitzes are, so I just let both guys hit Will Levis.
Yeah.
He'll be fine.
He'll be all right.
He's making all the NIL
He's big
money.
He's strong, you know. He's got a
By
good
the way,
body.
We'll Justin Jeffries on tomorrow, I guess.
Oh, good. Oh, hey. Well, Justin Jeffries. Awesome.
He's probably lifting feed or something.
He
yeah,
is.
Being a farmer.
He's a farmer man.
Cultivating his mass.
He's driving like,
well, John Deere.
Well, yeah, John Deere. He's some
probably got some John
equipment.
Deere.
He looks
right.
like his truck. Like if like
he does look like his truck.
Like you know they say like dogs look like their owners. Some people
so does
look
Big
like
Easy,
their vehicles.
Overcompensating. How about that, Big Easy? I got something for you. I mean, everything on Instagram. Oh, it's date night.
It's
oh,
date night.
It's
vacation
night.
Night.
Oh, it's vacation
Peloton.
Night. Like, we get it.
Every once in a while, I throw that Peloton in there still.
I don't think he does that anymore.
He doesn't?
Nope.
Oh, wow. Maybe I'll see him at Roosters this weekend.
I think
or
I can
Roosters,
get a clean cut
Pluckers.
Of that.
Louis Rabeau texts me and says, "Why weren't you on Round of Shots last night?" I think it's pretty clear you're done with Round of Shots.
I don't get the invite anymore.
Yeah. It's
yeah.
it's done.
Yeah.
Have they replaced you with my girl, Anna?
I don't know who they
replaced
with.
Oh, the picture
with.
That came out of you and Anna and you looking so cuddly.
Yeah.
It really made me happy on Saturday night.
I was not expecting that.
Who did it come from?
Her.
Oh, was it her?
She tweeted it out, yeah.
Oof.
Yeah.
Struble's like, thank what God my wife isn't on Twitter.
Yeah, right. I was just
Kellen's gonna see it.
Like,
it's gonna be
this
on a message board, Nick. Yeah. Kellen's gonna see it and say, "Who's this?
Dad, that's not mom."
It's like Struble 100 pounds ago, looking so cuddly.
I was fatter.
And being he's so happy being in the studio
Mike
with Anna.
Yeah.
The place usually smells like Ence's Big Toe and Buffalo Wild Wings.
That was that weird.
And Anna walks in.
That was that weird transition between when Locke pretty much quit doing the post game show.
Right.
Ince wasn't there yet, so Anna was on for like two straight shows. So it's like, is this going to be like
I remember.
The partner now from now on? And then she disappeared and I got Ince.
Oh. Oh. Imagine thinking, hey, Anna's going to be my co-host. And then it's Ince.
Yeah.
Oh, woof. That's as bad as it gets. That's as bad as it gets.
No, I'm trying to think of an analogy.
No, there is no analogy.
There's no analogy.
That's his dad. That is the analogy.
It's like, I was like, I got rid of Locke.
Which is good.
And then she's gone, and then here comes Jason in.
It's like ordering a Happy Meal and instead getting a subpoena. Like, I mean, can't think
a subpoena.
Of-
Oh, man. That must have happened to somebody for Nick coming up with that. Didn't Jeremy Pruitt hide money in the McDonald's bags?
Yeah.
Like, you know, you could cheat a little bit better than that.
You could do like, better. You were like, Alabama.
Jeremy Pruitt's just like, you know what? We're going 1980s.
Put it in a
greasy McDonald's bag, and hand it to a 5-star's mother.
Here you go.
They'll never get that.
They'll never find
like,
this.
Like, bro, there's many different ways you could cheat. That can't be the one.
This money still smells like Big Mac special sauce.
What do you guys want to do about the – I mean, if the guy's looking for sports. We went through the Louisville stuff last segment.
We did, yes.
I mean, Kentucky, man, their offensive line stinks.
Well, they're bad. There's no way around it. There's no sugarcoating it, nothing.
This year they might be 2-yard run, incomplete pass, 72-yard touchdown. That might be how their offense can operate. They're a totally different beast than what we have seen under Mark Stoops. And that's what makes, I think, his evaluation different, ours different, is, I mean, let's be honest, you're not going to have superior offensive line play.
No.
The question, the worry would be now that the schedule picks up, what's the byproduct? Is the byproduct that you lose 3 or 4 games and you lose those games and we look at the offensive line and say, damn, had last year's offensive line, things would be a lot better.
Talk about 10 wins.
Yeah. I don't know. You think they lose to Ole Miss.
Yeah.
Right now where I sit on Monday, I think they beat Ole Miss.
Okay.
But I've had them losing to Mississippi State. So I think they split the Mississippi schools and lose to Tennessee and lose to Georgia.
That's where I am. Yeah.
And then we're going to go into the Governor's Cup with Mark Blankenbaker saying the same thing, who is Kentucky beat.
Yeah.
And we know how that conversation goes.
Doesn't look in the mirror and ask the same question.
Yeah. And so I don't know. I mean, their offensive line, their protection of the quarterback is not good.
No, it's not. I mean, 5 sacks in Northern Illinois is inexcusable.
They do not make it easy for Will Levis, and they do not protect their most valuable asset.
Which is Will Levis.
And they do not do a good job of that.
He, for the first time, was visibly upset Saturday on the sidelines. And I asked Drew Brown about this when he called in the postgame show, and he's like, I didn't really see it. I mean, there was in the fourth quarter, he got sacked. And he came off the field, and he looked like pissed. Like, he was like, what can you all do to help me a little bit? This is a money year for me with NIL.
Wow.
This is a money year for me with the
NFL
draft.
I wouldn't lead with that.
What do you mean?
Led with the selfish thing.
But it's true.
You didn't lead with, we're trying to win the game here.
It's a one-possession game. We're trying to
win the game.
I'm going for the Will Levis perspective of life.
Yeah, but
like,
Will Levis can't lead with that. He can't lead.
I know
you guys are messing up my money.
But I can. Because I'm
but
not
you
Will
can.
Levis. I can't. I'm
okay.
Sitting on the radio.
I'll be the selfish part of Will Levis.
Like, this, all these things.
Would you like to switch bodies with him?
Well, yeah.
Well, you would do that?
Yes.
Okay.
My wife would, oh my gosh, if I came home and I looked.
No, I'm
like
saying
my
you go,
body was like
you go
him?
Into his body.
Oh, no, I thought it would be like.
No, you switch like souls.
I know, but I'm saying like.
No,
like
Will Levis goes into your body. You go into Will Levis's
like,
body.
It's like that movie with Fred Savage and Judge Reinhold where they like switch.
There's a Disney movie too.
Yeah, there's a lot of movies like that. There's way more than there should be. But yeah, no, I don't know because I'm not going to say it. Nothing. I'm not going to leave it alone. I can say something right now, but I'm just going to leave it alone. I got to stop. I have got to stop right now.
What a meltdown.
Yeah, yeah.
Nick, well, wow, look at that. Look at that meltdown. What a way to hear that for Nick in his 8th hour of radio at 5:15.
That could be me with Will Levis's body. And then,
still have
my life. I'm still the same person.
But you can't. You have to sacrifice something.
I don't want to sacrifice that because I don't want to leave my – I like everything about it.
But
so
every day you'd have to eat bananas and mayonnaise or something.
Well, that's fine.
He doesn't do that.
He doesn't do it every day. He does it once a year on TikTok.
Just a skit.
And then moves on.
I'm not going to read that one. It's funny, though.
Can I ask you a question about Mark Stoops?
Texas says Nick sounds like COVID. Yep.
So what did you think about Mark Stoops kind of like – patting the offense on the bottom after the offensive line, sorry, on the bottom after that loss? Because he was point blank asked about it. And he's like, well, actually, only like two of those sacks were their fault. I'm like, no. All of them were their fault. You can sit there and try to sell me coverage.
I don't know,
but
man.
When Will Levis
is
like moving around and having to move out of the way of guys.
Stoops was angry at his defense. He felt like his mind went to defense.
Sure.
And it did the same today, but it definitely did right after the game.
Yeah.
Mark Stoops was upset at the defense. And let's be honest.
I agree with that. They're up eight,
and a better team recovers that onside kick. A better team recovers the onside kick there.
It was a great kick.
Yeah, no, yeah. I mean, that was scary. I mean,
yeah,
Kentucky, and I think that was the emotion. And then I thought Stoops was just kind of iffy on everything but the defense. Again, the defense, he was strong.
Very strong.
He did not like, you know, last week he thought against Youngstown it was the offense and it was the offensive line. And so I think there are layers to this. I think if you ask Mark Stoops, against Youngstown it was the offense, it was the offensive line, it was the sloppiness, it was, you know, being disconnected, it was everything.
Right.
I think the worst part of this game for him was the defense.
Which makes sense because you expect your defense to be better against Northern Illinois.
Here's the thing. That means that the defense was the worst thing. It doesn't mean that the offensive line's still not an issue.
Sure.
It's just we're talking about what his biggest pet peeve was,
and it was
after
defense.
The game.
Okay.
That's how I see it. I mean, otherwise, there is a certain extent to where this guy is trying to ride the line of we're 4-0. I've done a week or two of
bad cop,
ticked off Mark Stoops. Now I got to give him a little love. I don't know, Striebel.
I think he's as confused as anybody.
Here's the problem, and I said this in hour number one. There are many things to like about this Kentucky football team.
Absolutely.
Many things to like about this team. And to a certain extent, I mean, some of these teams on their schedule is another thing. I mean, they could be their best win could be Mississippi State.
Sure.
And they could be 9-3 and get another 10-win season. You know they're going to show up to that bowl game. You know they are.
Yeah, they'll
you know
show Mark up to Stoops the bowl game.
Yeah. Yeah, you know Mark Stoops is going to get them ready. The nagging issue with them is just this offensive line and what we don't know is what the actual byproduct of it is going to be. We don't yet know. And I feel like it's going to be, Striebel, a big problem.
Yeah.
Is that what you want? And this is what I went back to in the 3 o'clock hour. Days like this are difficult because I'm just not going to do a bunch of praising U of L for beating, South Florida. South Florida dropped a pick six, two touchdowns.
Yeah.
Malik missed two touchdowns. This is all in the first quarter and a half.
A lot happened.
All in the first quarter and a half.
Yeah.
South Florida could run up the middle. So it's like, I'm going to praise you. You get the win, but you're just not going to get all of that. There's another side to this. Kentucky's 4-0, but if I hold them to a standard of like Louisville back in 2016, we'd be talking about this offensive line.
100%.
And that's kind of how they they, you know, remember that team didn't play well and would win games against bums in the ACC.
Sure.
But they wouldn't play well, and it would be Lamar Jackson and a bunch of guys, and we remember that. I mean, my football senses are telling me that, I mean, they can't run the football.
Yeah. They haven't been able to, no.
And they do not protect Will Levis. In fact, I did... Hang on just a second.
Sacked, what, 13 times or something ridiculous like that already?
I did some numbers, and these are, I don't know if this is fair or unfair. 3 yards or less, they did that 17 times in the game on Saturday. But I just did the numbers. I didn't know what the numbers were going to say.
Well, they bear
out, yards or more, they did 12 times. Okay, so it's not good enough.
It's not good
but
enough,
again,
but it's not as awful as I thought it was going to be.
Exactly. No, I started doing the
numbers. I thought you were going to say five.
Well, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
When I started to do the numbers, I'm thinking, okay, here's what I think it's going to show me.
Right.
That this is going to be something I can lead with.
Sure.
That this is how bad it was, as if you didn't know.
Right.
But it doesn't really show anything. I mean, if you look at through four games, right now, through four games for Kentucky, this year, Smoke has 263, Wright has 76, McLean has 31. Focus on Smoke having 263.
Okay,
so, I mean, basically Wright and McLean are 100. Yeah, they're about 365, whatever that quick math is. Through four games, rushing the football. I mean, last year at this time, through four games, Chris Rodriguez had 522 yards and three touchdowns.
Oh my God.
Smoke had another 142 and a touchdown.
So now we're over 600 yards, almost 700 yards of running football.
664 yards and four touchdowns from just those two backs. And they had other guys, you know, who mixed in. I mean, C-Rod last year averaged 5.8 per carry. Smoke averaged 4.7 per carry
last year.
Now
he's averaging like 3.2.
Smoke's up to 5 because of last game.
Because of last game, he had two.
Oh no,
he
was two. I mean, he was under three.
He had 80.
He was under three.
He had like 80 something yards that game.
He was under three.
Yeah.
No, I mean everything changed with him. Just like the Louisville defensive numbers, Diener talked about it went way up because you face
South Florida.
For the next couple weeks.
Yeah.
So it is there. I mean, C-Rod, listen, might come in and start carrying defenders with him. We'll see if his fumbling problem is still there.
Yeah.
I just – my football spidey senses go off.
Yeah, with a bad offensive line.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have to.
I mean,
I thought by this time they'd be better than they are. I thought they'd be past letting Northern Illinois sack Will Levis five times.
If they had the offensive line of last year.
Oh, dude, I'm talking 10 to 11 games.
You hear that, Nick?
I am.
How about that? I hope Rummage is listening right now. I hope he just put the AirPods in.
Right.
The family's sleeping, the family
goes,
do a little nap.
Goes down to the gym to, get a little run in and then pops them in.
Pops in the AirPods. What are Strebel's talking about? He hears 10, 11 wins. But, I mean, that's the point here.
Sure.
If you guys are writing off Georgia, I mean, if you're telling me they lose three games the rest of the way, it's squarely on that offensive line.
100%.
Because you think the defense is legit, think Will Levis is legit, C-Rod's back, and you could not be more in love with your skill players right now. I mean, Kentucky fans are in love.
Yeah.
They're seeing this. Other teams usually have done this. They have this.
Yeah.
Now you have this. It's just, I don't know what we do for 5 days about this offensive line.
Because that's the only talking point with this team, right? I mean, everything else has gone to script. Like I said earlier, everything with this team has gone to script. Levis, the receivers, the defense, everything except for the offensive line and the running game. And that's the only discussion here. Because everything else has lived up to the expectations that we had in the case of the wide receivers and more. Like, I thought they'd be good. I don't think they'd be this good. And it's a damn shame.
Oh no, I'm stunned right now.
I mean, how good they are! Yeah.
I can't wait to see what they do against legit competition.
Against Ole Miss.
I mean,
I don't know if they're legit competition, but it's much better than they've seen outside of Florida.
Oh, Lane, you're gonna come in here hating Lane on Monday if he beats you. I know you're gonna start. Don't start slandering Lane. Listen,
if
Lane hangs 380 yards on you rushing the football,
right? Which is they.
He's out there doing what he does.
Yeah.
Leave Lane alone. Blame Mark Stoops.
I'll get mad at the offensive line. And I'll blame Mark Stoops for not getting an offensive tackle when he knew he had to get one.
Nick, by the way, if Rummage comes back, you know, on Monday, if they do beat Ole Miss.
Oof. Oh, boy. 5-0. Yeah,
big boy over here is going to be bad.
Oh, yeah. Real bad.
Oh, you're going to be
super
bad.
Super Saiyan, yeah.
Really bad.
Over 9,000, yeah.
By the way, Aaron Bradshaw. I mean, he's setting his date November 16th. I mean, it's almost 2 months away.
I know, it's a long time.
So what do we do with that? I mean, come on. November 16th? That's a Wednesday.
Well, from what it seems, it's just, it's, I mean,
what's the scuttle? What's the scuttle?
It's 17 teams, but it's only G League, Kentucky, and Louisville that he's really like. Those are, that's the real decision. Those are the three. Kentucky, G League, Louisville.
I see fear in your eyes.
No, I don't, I'm not afraid.
You think he goes to Kentucky?
I think it's between, honestly, Kentucky and G League.
In the G League.
Yeah, I think it's Kentucky or G League. I think Louisville just because his mom likes Kenny Payne. I really think that because that's what the scuttle is, that she really liked Kenny Payne. She really liked Louisville, but he's like, eh. I think if it were up to him, he would have committed to Kentucky already.
Nick, by the way, have you guys talked as a show with Maben about what you're going to do if DJ Wagner commits to Kentucky?
Yeah,
I mean, have you guys had that internal conversation on what that day is going to be like?
We have not.
They've
kind of mentioned some contingency plans on the air, but
nothing concrete.
Yeah, nothing concrete. I think it's one of those things. It's like if you talk about it, then you're going to speak it into existence. So
did they hear Blankenbaker say that he's probably not going to be at Louisville Live? DJ Wagner, did they hear that?
I don't know.
He's getting hostile.
Say, good Lord, you're
you notice how hostile
up.
He got.
I'm he's just, already no, powering up.
I was just asking if they'd heard that particular sound that Mark Blankenbaker uttered last week that he doesn't think that that DJ Wagner is going to be at the big event at Slugger Field. That's all. I just was asking if they knew that. I didn't know.
I'm not sure. I can neither confirm nor deny. Now, can I ask you guys a question? Do you think they go as a package deal, DJ and Aaron? Because that's what Paulie B has been saying, and heard other like rumblings that it could be. They're going to be together.
That conversation is flipped completely because from everything
we heard.
I have
no idea what to believe with any of these kids.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Because all we heard for months back in the summer was no way Aaron Bradshaw doesn't want to play from DJ Wagner. Now the steam's picking up like, actually, they want to play together. Like, well, when did that happen? Because that's counter to everything that we heard back in June about these two guys. So I don't know. I'm 99% sure they get DJ Wagner. I'm like 75% sure they get Aaron Bradshaw.
By the way, I'm scanning through the almanac. I mean, this is nice. I'm gonna have to start reading through this. This is like 800 pages, bro.
Whoa!
It's the thing by Jeff Goodman and Rob Doster and the Field of 68, the college basketball insider stuff. I mean, dude, it's unbelievable. I just flipped to the ACC.
Yeah, the sad.
Have you seen? Oh, well, Jack texted us. He's around technology. I don't know. Could you not be? Don't look.
Oh,
was he supposed to not be around technology today?
No, I think it's just a day of like it's like a holiday. You can still be on technology and stuff. It's like he can't. Like, he doesn't have to just. He doesn't have to like stay at home. Like there's a Yeah, like
he's also Jewish. He's not Amish. I mean, like is that a thing?
No, well, I didn't know if he was like praying or not.
No,
okay, all right.
Yeah.
I take that back. That's a fair point.
Yeah,
there is a denomination of Judaism. I believe is Orthodox, but like on holy days and the Sabbath day, like they can't do anything.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. So okay. Andy's not wrong here, but Jack's not.
I did not know that.
He's not that.
You guys educating me on.
Well, that's what we do.
My significant other's religion. Yeah, thanks, guys.
I was about to say, yeah. Do you have to go hang out with her family? Are you going to synagogue? Or
yeah,
do they
what are you
do
doing
that
tonight?
No, and this is funny. I actually ran into Jack this weekend at Saints just by chance, and
of course you did.
Jack was talking about
he blasted, wasn't he?
Not yet.
He was
not
all
yet.
Smiley with his little vodka drink.
Yeah,
he did order. Jeanette was talking spit about him. She loves Jack, but she was like, man, he drinks like the girliest drinks. Like as we were leaving, I was like, "Damn, babe!" And then
he's gonna be like, "Can I buy you a drink?" And she's gonna think his drink is hers.
Yeah,
he comes up with something pink. Like, oh,
if he ever has the guts.
She legitimately was like, I forget how young he is sometimes. I'm like, he's like 25. He's not that young. She's like, yeah, but he's always drinking like vodka lemonades. And I was like, you don't have to be so harsh on him. But she was like, he's not even going to Temple. on Monday, like, you know, because we got to talk. No, he's like, hey, you he got is, me Monday. I and I was like, yeah, I got you. And then Jeanette was like, oh, cool. You going to Temple? Jeanette's like really bad at being Jewish. So she was like, I'm not doing anything for it. But she was like, are you going to Temple? And Jack was like, ah, he's like, I don't know yet. And Jeanette was like, wait a second. Like, Nick's doing your show and you're not going to go to Temple?
Yeah,
like,
you better go. I'm with like, you. You better, better be at Temple. Temple.
She was
yeah,
like,
I'm actually with you on
she
that.
Was, she was yeah. taking runs at Jack. And then as we're leaving, this is the thing. Janet didn't hear, but I did. Jack's asking the Saints people to turn the TV over to Cincinnati IU. And then
yeah, nothing shuts down women. Young women, the last thing they want to see is Tom Allen.
Connor Bazelak.
And Connor Bazelak lose by 25 points.
He asked once, and they weren't super busy, and I love the folks over at Saints. I know the bartenders, but like that he asked that
wow,
as
what
we're
a name drop. I know the bartenders.
I know, right? I'm such
Boy,
a big deal.
You're bona fides.
I know, right?
Me and Streeble Ben, you don't know the wait staff at Saints, do you?
Oh, yeah.
My God.
I know the bartender at Tumbleweed over here in New Albany.
I love the Tumbleweed reference. Nick, you can imagine the Streeble's loading into Tumbleweed, can't
oh, yeah.
you?
Oh, my God, yeah.
Oh, man.
It was our go-to for a while.
I'd love to see it.
That's perfect.
By the way, here's what I was going to say, and then we'll go back to Nick.
Sorry.
The Field of 68 has Louisville 13th in the ACC preseason, ahead of Clemson and Georgia Tech. Player of the year in the league, Baycott. Defensive player of the year, Derek Lively, Duke.
Yeah.
Newcomer of the year, Derek Lively, Duke.
Yep.
Who's Mike Young, coach of the year. Mike Young's always
Mike
the coach.
Young.
He's the coach that other coaches are. That the, basketball people love Mike.
Him.
They
yes.
love Mike
no,
Young.
You're right. Yeah, yeah.
He's
you're,
the guy.
Yeah, it's kind of like, who's the guy that just retired?
They would finish sixth in the ACC. That would win coach of the year. They'd finish sixth.
Sixth. But yeah. He's coach of the year. Yeah, so please tell us more about that. Yes.
All right, Nick, go ahead.
He's like the Davidson coach.
Yeah, otherwise, I would never get to that.
No, I forgot what I was even saying. I'm
sorry.
About, no,
yeah. just, you know what? That's perfect.
Yeah.
No. No. He was going to, yeah.
Well, he says he's going to go, or he's going to watch his rabbi
Jaffe.
Cousins, Jaffe and his wife, do their
ceremony.
Their ceremony
yeah.
in Virginia. So that was the debate, which one was he going to do. In Temple in person or a little Zoom Rosh Hashanah?
I bet he does Zoom.
I bet he does Zoom.
He doesn't leave sweatpants today. That's my bet.
Yeah. Is there not like a big dinner, Nick, that you're going to? Or, I know
no,
Jack was talking about like they're eating all kinds of food.
We're doing like zero Rosh Hashanah stuff. Like I to the point where like I almost feel like I need to do something. Like
you feel guilty. You know how
yeah,
that happens?
Yeah.
Like when someone says, don't get me a gift for something. Then you're like, yeah, I should have got a gift.
I
got
to do something.
Yeah, now I'm sitting here like, yeah, I should have got a gift. That's how you feel. Like, you guys don't want to do anything?
Like, who do you even
it's
ask?
It's not your thing. You don't
yeah,
say anything.
I understand.
Yeah.
Yeah,
this
yeah.
is, but this is one of the fun holidays. Like, Yom Kippur is coming up, and that's, you know, the Day of Atonement.
Atonement, yeah.
Yeah, well, that's not the fun one. So I don't know if we're doing anything for Yom Kippur either. She really is, like, the worst Jew ever. Like, she doesn't do anything. Like, she doesn't, like, follow, like, I get more excited about Hanukkah, and she gets more excited about Christmas. Like, it's, seriously, you will not meet a girl that's more excited about Christmas, like, on the planet. Like, she does get excited about Passover, and she, you know, she still, like, you know, does, like, the prayer and everything like that. So she it's by her own admission, she's, like, she puts the ish in Jewish. So, you know, but it's... I don't know. I'm kind of bummed now. Like, instead of playing this stupid doubleheader of softball, we're going to get dog walked. I'd rather go do a Rosh Hashanah dinner or something like that.
Yeah, me too, Nick.
I feel like I'm getting screwed here.
Are you done?
7.5 hours, man, and I can't
you
talk.
Done?
I'm sorry, dude.
You can't talk. That's all you've done is talk.
I know.
But
like
here's the thing.
It's
all,
like
I have, all I have is offensive line Kentucky talk. And
yeah.
Malik missed some throws, but Louisville won. What do you do?
Yeah.
Streeble tried to thunder in with Satterfield dance. I'm like, he always dances after they beat an FCS school.
Yeah, he does.
Or South Florida. I'm like, I don't know what you want. Are you a butt punt guy or are you – a
butt fumble
guy. We will discuss that. Nick Cardwell at U of L said something. Oh, we never got to Tim Sullivan's tweet. That's the McGavick thing.
Oh, gotcha.
And Clemson, and really, NC State's a college game day game. I mean,
there's a lot.
Come on,
games.
There's like four games I'd rather
Please.
Watch than that one.
Yeah, that's like
Arkansas, cool. Alabama leading the list, but it's CBS. Whatever. So, 437-9680. Quick break. Got you to 6 o'clock here on ESPN 680.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
My boyfriend is a bad man.
And James Strebel.
My girl cheats on me.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
All right, so we're back here on this Monday reacting with you. Louisville and Kentucky, both winners, sets up an interesting weekend, especially for the Cats going on the road. Top 15 matchup. Reminder, Kentucky Fish and Wildlife post-game show with Strebel and Entz coming your way about 3 o'clock on Saturday right here on ESPN 680 105.7. Strebel, potentially next week here. Hang on, let me get you all ready to go and turned on here.
So what's up next week?
Well, next week, RGB could be here this week.
Oh, that's what you're saying.
Yeah.
You have a new setup in here.
Things could be moving around. I got to get rid of a bunch of stuff here.
Right, right.
Not your books. I'm going to read your books.
Yeah, yeah.
If you ever need them back, but I mean, I got lots of books
here.
I've read them. I'm
so
in the middle of a Hunter S. Thompson thing.
Which is good. I've read The Great Shark Hunt.
Yeah.
That's a good one. I've read that one.
That's a good one. Yeah.
I like that one. I like some Hunter S. Thompson.
I can't remember if I read it or not, to be quite honest. I think I've started it a few times.
One of my favorite books of his is one that's hard to find, and it's the he was with the Hell's Angels for like a couple years, and it's just called Hell's Angels.
Yeah,
and that one's really, really good. It's probably my favorite of his.
Texas says muzzle Nick.
No, we don't want to muzzle Kinky. Nick.
No, that was that louder than life.
Yeah, that was there's some muzzles around there.
There was some things.
Some whips and chains.
There were some things.
A lot of dog collars.
Someone on a leash.
You know what? I don't think you can. I don't know. Can you do the leash? I will say, here's what got me.
What got you?
I was starting to hit my, you know, you however many beers you get in, you hit that nice little high.
Yeah, where you're just kind of floating around and feeling good, smiling. Yeah.
I come out of the bathroom.
Yeah.
Because they had in the VIP section air conditioning, like you know, trailer type things, but
really?
Bathroom.
Not porta potties.
Yeah, but they also had porta potties. So if the other ones were full, I just pivoted to a porta potty.
Right.
You know, whatever. And so I come out of the porta potty, and a guy about three down was coming out of the porta potty, and I look over, and he was fastening his studded belt.
Oh, very nice!
And I don't know,
he makes you happy.
Yeah, that did make
me
happy.
Yeah, we needed a studded belt. I needed to see
that guy in a studded belt.
Well, you got your
and
wish.
I saw it, and I felt good about it,
like a genie.
I really did. There was a drunk guy who was literally Strebel size ran into Nick last night.
Oh.
And Nikki and my wife.
Oh.
And Nikki thought it was you.
Yeah. Oh, really?
She thought it was you.
Was he sweaty?
Yeah, it was like a sweaty
bigger guy.
He was dressed just like you with the shorts and the shirt. I mean,
wow.
No, I mean, he looked like Strebel.
Damn, I wasn't there.
Dude, he came barreling in, and there's like the big like bourbon bar in the
VIP
spot.
He's like Bruce Smith.
He just shoved people out of the way.
And he grinded the entire like side of the bar, like taking off promotional material and stuff.
Yeah,
I mean, it was just like, you know, like a car like getting stuck up on the guardrail.
I've been there.
And then he veered off. I have too. But our bartender, who was like the smallest guy, like got pissed off and like chased him down. And like he looked over at Jeanette and Nikki. Like as Nikki came over, he was like, "Did he run into you guys?" And they were like, "Ah." And then he I was the one who got like smashed. He didn't even care about me. And he just like took off after. I was like, "Is he gonna go beat the Strebel lookalike up?" I don't even know. I don't know what the end of the story was, but yeah, that happened.
Him down.
Texas says Would Strebel switch bodies with Ends? Texas says a little Levis life swap on a Monday.
Yeah, it's going to be a science fiction story.
Texas says two of the five sacks were on the line, two Levis, one on the running back. Guys, every time Will Levis threw, he got hit.
Yeah, stop with the baby powder in the offensive line.
The offensive line is bad. It's okay.
Yeah, it's not good.
It's okay.
I mean, Will, again, if you could text that all you want, go back in the fourth quarter, rewatch it, and watch Will Levis's face when he came onto the sideline like three times. And you tell me if he thinks the offensive line was giving up sacks or if it's his fault or the running back's fault. You tell me by the look on his face.
Texas says, "Hey guys, make Nick pee in the sink on the air."
That's got to be like some type of FCC.
Like, the FCC, it's just, well, it it's just like one
yeah,
guy.
Yeah, it's like one guy now.
Yeah, it's basically gutted.
He used to be Colin Powell's son. He used to be the head of the FCC.
Colin Powell.
Yep. He used to be the
there
head.
You go.
Yeah, he did back in the day.
He got all the way up to Secretary of State?
Secretary
Is that
of State?
What it was?
That's what he
okay.
was.
Yep, I couldn't remember.
Under George W. Bush.
W.
Shaking
How about
hands
that?
At golf tournaments.
Yes, he was.
He was.
Okay, so we're not going to play the Bobs out.
Oh, we're not?
Well, even Nick was like a little apprehensive, and I feel like it should be one of those things that I need to
hear first.
You should probably vet it. Now, I will say this. Like, Biscuit was in on it, and Biscuit's like, he's sort of like my woke consigliere. Like, you know, I make sure, like, hey, is this joke? Can I say that? Like, you know, an Episcopalian, a Haitian walk into a bar. He's like, Nick, you should probably stop using that one. I'm like, okay, fine. I won't use that one anymore. But, like, he was part of the whole thing. So, like, for what it's worth, it got the Biscuit seal of approval. Like, you know, he was playing along with us. He wasn't like, guys, like, come on. Like, you know, he, I don't know, man. Like, I don't know.
I like how you have to go with Biscuit. You have to go through Biscuit on.
No, you blame Biscuit. So we'd say, oh, yeah, we'd agree, Nick. Yeah, Biscuit will allow it anyway. It's fine.
Yeah.
And so if it's terrible, we blame Biscuit and not you.
I like how with.
You shielded yourself with Biscuit.
Well, Biscuit said it was okay.
With Biscuit,
yeah.
Who's not even. Is he on with Mangus today?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's just walking around, you know,
minding
his
him.
Own business. And then next thing you know, boom, under the. I like how we had to go through with Biscuit. We had to go through him for meats and social consciousness.
And women's soccer.
And women's soccer. Forgot about the women's soccer. Forgot about that one.
Okay. No one steal this. Nick, you're hearing me say this.
Okay, okay.
I would have to write this, I feel like. I want to do a bit with Biscuit.
Yeah.
Called okay. The Woke Sportscaster.
I would like that very much. How would you go about it?
I mean, I don't know. I'd have to be what are the things to be woke about? Brittany Griner?
Yeah, that's a good one. They're mad at Kim Mulkey now. Did you see that? Because she won't comment on Brittany Griner, and she was her former coach at Baylor. But she won't talk about it.
I mean, we know that Mulkey's just terrible.
Yeah, we know that.
Of course.
But
yes,
yeah,
of course.
She was like, they
great
coached
taste
her.
In shoes.
Yeah, I mean, okay, so I had to write jokes on Mulkey?
Mulkey jokes? I think you'd do some Mulkey
jokes. I mean,
jokes.
I think it would be funny.
Maybe do some Jerry Jones.
Jerry Jones?
Jokes. Have you said some, like, controversial things?
No, he says stupid football
oh, okay.
things.
Some reason
no,
I
don't think he said
he
any. I don't
Mike
think
Gundy?
So.
You had to throw a little Mike Gundy
little
in there.
DeSantis?
Little DeSantis?
Little
in
DeSantis?
There. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The woke sportscaster?
Yeah.
I like
Biscuit.
It.
I like it, too. Would he like it? That's the question. I don't know if he'd like it or not.
Now, Biscuit doesn't. He won't think that's funny.
No, he won't. He won't think it's funny at all. So he wouldn't do it.
I was trying to find this. Hang on just a second. I was trying to find this tweet. I sent it. By the way, the Kentucky fans are still using the Jordan Wright
picture.
Yeah, quite
well,
a bit.
It's.
I'm seeing a lot
I
of that.
See
Max
it.
Max Duffy put a tweet out. Did you see that?
No.
Max Duffy? You haven't seen this?
No, I haven't.
22 hours ago,
okay.
When you're number 7 in the country, and it had the Jordan Wright photo, and
yeah.
but it just scratched out the kid.
The kid. It was kind of funny.
Oh, wow, look
I'm not
at
the
you.
Biggest Duffy fan, but that was
you're giving
funny.
In? No, you told him to shut up.
He did need to shut up.
You said, shut up, shut the hell up. That's
yeah.
what you said
I
to
did.
Him
because
about
he's,
him.
Because he's
you
being...
call him a bum punter.
Yeah. Because he was taking runs at Kentucky basketball during that whole kerfuffle,
man.
And I was like, dude, just be quiet, just stop this, go back to being in the KSR bar.
I don't know why I can't find this. I don't know why I can't find this
about?
For Matt McGavick. It's,
oh,
it's killing me. Basically, Nick Cardwell, the U of L O-line coach,
yeah.
ran off the field saying, "I guess Florida wasn't that good or something."
Oh,
that's McGavick.
And... That's why we laugh at you, Louisville. That right there. That because you played the one Florida school on your schedule that mattered, and their backup quarterback beat you. And your excuse was, they had a really tall receiver. The receiver was so tall, we couldn't handle a tall receiver. No, that's why we mock you, because Florida's not that bad. They're not that big and bad. You beat South Florida and Central Florida. You beat Gus Malzahn and Jeff Scott. But Mike Norvell walked in your house and shut up 58,000 people.
Are you done?
Now I am. But that's why I am the way I am with them. Their coaches act. Dude, Scott Satterfield sounded like he won a Super Bowl after that game.
No, they're trying to get the positivity.
Well, you don't have to act like you beat somebody you didn't beat. You can be positive. You know the thing that he said that bowled me over more than anything, Andy?
What's that?
He's talking to Jody, you know, because Jody has him right after the game. He's like,
but you were listening to that.
I was listening to that, yeah.
Look at you. They won that big.
Yeah, they won that big.
Yeah, it's a listening. Blowout game. Yeah. And look at you.
He's like, there are some guys out there that got to play that never get to play.
Well, yeah, that's true.
That's true. He didn't use the word backups, but this is essentially, I'm paraphrasing. These are the best backups we've ever had since I've been here. And I'm like, what? These are the best backups we've ever had since I've been here.
Well, that means he has more depth. That's all it means.
Oh, yeah, they've got depth. Yeah, okay.
Well, yeah, whether they have it or yeah. that, just okay. because they're the best doesn't mean that they have depth.
Yes, but he said that, and I was just like, okay,
let him have
it. I guess you got to be that happy
game,
about
that
something.
Game. That sleepy game. By the way, we were in the PNC Club.
How was that?
You know, I was who there, you know, just a few seats down.
Who? Kenny Payne?
Well, we walk in.
Yeah.
See a little Milt.
Oh, Milt Wagner's up there.
Little,
I like it.
A little Robbie V. Robbie Valentine. You're damn right.
The love man.
I felt like I'm like, let's go.
Yeah, you're
let's
feeling
go.
Good.
We're with Coop. Coop's down bad to the man right by Nick, by the way.
How'd Coop get up there? Geez.
Don't worry about it.
Okay, Coop gets
he had a
in.
Golf cart.
He had a ticket.
He had a ticket.
He had a ticket.
I'm stunned.
That's very
un-Coop
like. Yeah, yeah. Really.
Vinny T.
Oh, really?
Oh, my God. You got the hat trick.
Wow. You were up there with some stars.
How about that?
You say, what's up, Vinny T?
Said, Vinny T, look at your boy. Look at Satterfield down there coaching him up.
Did he feel good about
me and Phil Baker out at half? I'm like, this is one of those. I got to get back across the river to start gambling.
You know, I know.
I'm like, I'm out.
You're not the only one that I talked to multiple Louisville fans that I know that went to the game that also
I'm
did
sure.
that. They were like, it was boring. We left. I was like,
oh, yeah, here it is. Louisville offensive line coach Nick Cardwell just screamed, Florida must not be that good as he's coming down the tunnel. I almost called you Jack and Mitch. I'm like an old mother. Nick, of course, Nick's the forgotten one.
Yeah,
shocker. I went to Jack, and then I went. Mitch has been gone for 2 years.
Yeah,
I went back to the freckled redhead man himself. Yes. Instead of Nick,
you cuddled Mitch and Jack, and left Nick out in the woods.
Florida must not be that good. How about that? Look at McGavick. I thought McGavick may have deleted it. That's the reason I couldn't find it.
Oh, okay. I can
but
see.
No, he didn't. He didn't.
He didn't.
No, I want to be clear.
McGavick for not deleting that.
Yeah, I mean,
but
I don't know.
It's silly. You beat – and don't get on me, text line. You beat one directional school with South Florida, and you beat whatever the hell Central Florida is. But you beat two AAC Florida teams. You didn't beat an ACC Florida team, an SEC Florida team, AAC Florida teams. I'm glad you feel good about yourself, offensive line coach. Oh, please. Big Nell better. How about that?
Well, we love Big Nell.
I know. He's a football
guy. We love Big Nell.
We love Big Nell around here. They were better.
Don't put Big Nell between us.
No, I'm just saying I like Big Nell better than this guy.
I don't like you taking my Florida, Big Nell love,
Florida,
by the way.
Now he's
Since
gone,
when
I can like
Big
him.
Nell.
Now, he's gone.
Okay, you probably called him a bum last year.
No, I think
that's
I was
my
okay.
guy. You leave Big Nell alone. Where is he at? North Carolina, who got waxed, by the way. By Notre Dame.
Notre Dame kicked their patoot. It was
they
bad.
Waxed him.
Yeah. And that's supposed to be a close game. Mac
I
Brown
thought that was a close
I heard
game.
Mac Brown was bad. Mad, though. He was bad.
Texas says, has Strebel ever been to Penn Island?
No. No, I've never been to Penn Island. Diener did find the actual real Penn Island, though.
Yes, he did.
With the pins. Not the...
What do we have today? Do we have any sound? We don't have anything, do we, today?
No, because
I mean, come on.
Avery did funny sound.
Oh, I mean, like, okay. Funny sound, not Keontae Goodwin sound.
I knew we had that.
No, let's play that. Here's Mark. You want to play that?
I do. I haven't
Mark
heard
stops.
This yet.
Stops. Mark, listen. My body is in bad shape.
And you still have a football game to go. You've got a whole night of NFL.
Oh, it's not going to be a whole night.
It's going to be ages.
Well, I can't tell if the Giants will lose and it'll be over early, or they'll lose in a heartbreaking fashion. Probably the heartbreaking fashion.
Up till 11:30.
At midnight, yeah. Probably the heartbreaking midnight is what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
It'd be a lot of fun.
That Rush, what was his name? Brandon
Cooper.
Rush? Cooper Rush. That's what it is. I don't know what's that.
Brandon Rush is the basketball player.
Yes, that's what I was thinking of. Cooper Rush.
Yeah, losing to Cooper Rush on national television. Not fun.
He scrambles for like a 30-yard touchdown.
By the way, I think I'm spanking your rear bottom in fantasy.
You are.
I looked at that today.
I got to start playing Trevor Lawrence. I got to bench Aaron Rodgers and play Trevor Lawrence. And I had Marvin Jones.
He got that spanky, Nick.
Yeah, it was my first loss of the season.
That paddle.
Yeah, I'm 2-1.
take crime, baby.
I beat Biscuit, and I forgot who I beat for week one.
Well, of course,
Process. I beat Process and Biscuit.
Biscuit's got the worst. Process
has
got the worst
team.
Yeah.
That's not close.
The Eagles look good, man. The Eagles look so
Jalen
good.
Jalen Hurts is good. I didn't expect that.
I mean, they're peaking, obviously.
Early,
but... Yeah, that ain't good for me. Yeah, that's not good.
Well, you win tonight, then
that's,
it is good that, for
that's,
you.
You know what it is? The Giants and Cowboys is like Duke, North Carolina. It's hateful, but it's corporate enough.
Right.
The Giants and Eagles is Kentucky, Louisville.
They fight.
Yeah, it's death.
Yeah.
So I mean, that's what it is.
Yeah. That'll be fun.
And so it's great seeing them be so good.
And then there's the Commanders.
Yeah.
You're Ron Rivera.
Texter says that's two directional Florida schools to you, so eat a D Strebel.
No, I got scolded because I called UCF a directional school the other day, and the Twitter smartasses, Central's not a direction. Central's not a direction. You should know your cardinal direction, Strebel, blah, 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 blah. So that's why I hesitated on that, because of the Twitter people in the text line.
Texter says, I mean, I'm a big Kentucky fan, but doesn't Vince Merrill do the same? What does he do?
Oh, saying those Florida schools. Yeah, but they actually beat a Florida school, not a Florida junior school. That's the difference. Like, when they beat Miami of Ohio, Vince Merrill didn't run through the tunnel and say, I guess those Ohio schools aren't so tough, are they? You know, of course, omitting Ohio State. That's the difference. He doesn't do that. I mean, that's the same thing, right? You beat Mammoth House and Ohio schools suck. And you leave out Cincinnati and you leave out Ohio State. That's what Louisville just did.
God bless you for having power at the end of this show. No, I mean it. Carrying us to the finish line. Nick finally.
Nick finally,
you know,
stopped.
What Nick did? Nick's
he
like,
died.
No, Nick's a dog that has the zoomies at night.
Yeah.
And Nick had his zoomies from about 5:15 to about 5:35.
I know what you're talking about.
And then we went to break and he was done.
And
Nick is done.
Just fall asleep.
And I'm done. Yeah. I my mind's been thinking, oh my God.
How much longer do
offensive
I have?
Offensive line talk.
Again.
Oh.
I gotta talk about Jeremy Flax getting beat.
We gotta get Justin Jeffries on tomorrow.
We gotta have him break it down from a professional standpoint.
We should have talked today about how funny it was that Miami lost to Middle Tennessee, but I had no energy. Yeah,
it was great. You got Van Dyke out there looking terrible.
Hypo balling, Nick.
Mario Cristobal ball.
Hypo might be the next guy back. I think I might be all in with Hypo.
Okay.
I think I got to decide. I might be a Hypo guy.
Funny.
I like Billy Knapp's, but he's got some time.
Yeah.
Billy Knapp's got to.
He lost his damn mind Saturday.
It's going to take some time. He's passionate.
He's very passionate.
That's what football men do. We lose our minds sometimes.
He had a couple questionable play calls that were like, I mean, they could have won that game.
He's still learning.
And he trots out, you know, offensive line doesn't block trick play. I'm like, what the bleep are you doing? He got Anthony Richardson killed. At least Kentucky, they're trying to block. And getting Will Lewis killing, they didn't even try to. They just snapped the ball and just sat there. And I'm like, what trick play is that? That's the worst one.
I don't know.
It was terrible.
Oh, goodness, Nick. All right, so bonus hour coming up next. Reminder, Cardinal Insider on 93.9 in about 2 minutes, and then Scotty D, who we saw. Oh, he was giving Cooper the business.
Good.
Scotty D was.
Called
him soft.
He called him
pampered. Entitled.
You're not a Ballard man.
I'm like, we get it. Like, Scotty D was going through the Rolodex.
He's South End tough.
Oh, yeah. Is he?
Yeah.
He's. Yeah, I know. Yes, yeah. I know. Yeah. I remember. Yeah. Billy Reed. We all remember.
Billy
Rest
Reed.
In peace.
Yes.
All right, get us out of here, Nick. Bonus hour coming up next.
Tired of eating the same homemade meals over and over again? Want to switch it up? LocallyOwnedDelivery.com safely brings the restaurants to you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they'll bring it to you. Delivery.com delivers some of the finest restaurants in Metro Louisville. Miss going out to eat but still want to support your favorite restaurants? Delivery.com has got you covered. Use promo code ORDERNOW for $10 off your next order. Sit back, relax. Your meal's on its way. Delivery.com. We bring the restaurants to you.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.